Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. When the musical titled Dr. Doolittle came out in 1967, few people realized how exceptional it was to include 1,200 trained animals in a single movie. All the animals were supplied by Roy G. Cabot, whose Animal Actors Company worked with exotic and domestic animals for movies and television and had a small traveling circus. In 1971, Cabot and his wife and son moved onto the old Casper Kubley Ranch in the Applegate Valley of southern Oregon. Renamed Animal Actors Ranch, it became the place for animals to take a break from Hollywood and to rest and reproduce. By driving out Highway 238, people could see camels and goats, llamas and lions. A large barn housed exotic birds, coyotes, wolves, leopards, pygmy horses, and more. A remodeled milking barn housed several trainers who kept the animals in top shape should they be needed for a new movie or to join groups of animals that appeared in fairs and circuses around the country every year. Some movie animals were nearly as popular as their human co-stars. Southern Oregonians know Roy Cabot today for starting the Dogs for the Deaf facility in the mid-1970s at his Animal Actors Ranch. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.